for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Yeah, baby. All right, y'all, come on in. Come on into my house. I'm throwing the door wide open. I'm pouring you a fresh cup of coffee. Come in and sit down and get comfortable. There are 7 million Texans wishing global warming was true. Dallas got to -4.
Ouch.
Baby. Now, if Texas starts all moving to Arizona.
That was my first thought.
Since California's all started moving to Arizona, we going to be packing them in here pretty soon, baby. Whoo, muzzy.
Well, our middle daughter likes to taunt everybody she knows across the country and keeps posting pictures of herself in the sunshine. So they're going to all come.
No, they are. They are. Beautiful, beautiful Arizona. Just be thankful you're here. The great state of Arizona. We relocated here as a child in 1966 from the beautiful mud flats of South Louisiana. I thought my dad was nuts when we pulled into 56th Street in Thomas and said, "This is your new house." I said, "Well, where's the fig trees? Where's the pirogue?
Where's the water?
Where's the water?" He said, "Well, don't worry about all that." He says, "One thing you need to know, there are no skeeters here." I said, "Okay, well, I'll give it a chance." And it took me a while to get to love Arizona. But, man, I love Arizona. And I love the Arizona homeowner. And that's exactly who we come to do this show for every single Saturday morning for the last 32 years. So welcome to my house, y'all. You know, one of the things we like to do is send out a newsletter by subscription only. We don't spam it to anybody. And we send out about 20,000 of those a week. And it tells you what's going to be on the show this coming Saturday. And we're going to talk about laundry rooms today. And I'm going to have to lean on Jennifer really, really heavy because I have a hugely embarrassing confession to make. The laundry room, I know for a fact, is the room in my house I've been in the absolute very, 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 unless I'm cleaning a paintbrush in the utility sink, I'm sorry, honey, but I am never, ever in the laundry room.
Well, I can vouch for that. But you don't leave your stuff on the floor. I appreciate that.
Shame on Rosie.
And you haul the basket back and forth.
That utility sink still works?
Oh, yeah, baby. You betcha. Man, oh, man, it does. Listen, folks, I know if you're a regular listener of the show, we have a toll-free number that y'all have probably memorized, 1-888-ROSIE for you. But today, and today only, because Romy's not here, Romy's not here, that leaves Rosie technologically challenged. If you want to talk to us today, we'd like to hear from you, but you need to dial the phone number to our flagship station in Phoenix, 602-277-5827, if you'd like to join the conversation about laundry rooms. So I'm never in the laundry room except to clean paintbrushes. Or to dig, maybe to go in your cabinet and try and find some wrapping paper like I wrapped your Valentine's Day gift the other day.
That was very nice. Wasn't an LSU nice? Paper, yes.
I know. LSU gift that. Wrapping paper I'll for be. A Valentine's gift I bought in a truck stop in Lordsburg, New Mexico. It was special.
It was very special.
Romance doesn't die, you guys. Romance is still alive.
In Lordsburg, New Mexico, I've been through there. I don't know about romance.
Oh,
but
that truck stop romance in Lordsburg.
There you go. Mexico.
It's a little purple and pink gorilla. It's fantastic.
Wild thing.
Wild thing, yes. Yeah, so I do love my laundry room. You took a lot of time, you know. When the kids were all growing up, I was busy homeschooling kids and you were busy working. And we really didn't discuss a lot of things about the house.
We were too busy to talk or visit.
And you came home one day and said, "I'm redoing your laundry room." I was like, "Great. And I just could not believe the thought that went into that room. And it still serves us well. It's grown with us. And now, you know, with COVID, everybody's looking for places in their house. It used to be everything, everybody wanted everything open. Now they're trying to close it back down a little bit because everybody needs their private space for work or school or whatever. So if you have a decent sized laundry room, and mine is not that big. What is it? 8 by?
Your laundry room is 8 by 12.
And the amount of things that you can get done in a room that size is amazing. As far as storage, organizing, and I even have a huge long countertop where I can craft or whatever.
I still remember the lady. She was with one of the closet specialty companies at the time, and this goes back to, I don't know, the mid-90s or so. And we had just recently done a really nice kitchen laundry room in the Arcadia area, and her name was Jill. And I said, Jill, I want to give my wife a new laundry room, and I want you to take all the ideas you pumped into this laundry room and let's pump it into our laundry room. So I actually had her there one time when you were gone, and it gave her an opportunity to measure everything up, and she came back. But we've kind of flipped around on washing apparatuses.
Oh, well, it was in 1998. I think you came home with got a knock on the door, and I had a brand new Neptune Maytag washer and dryer. It was the first front loaders for residential use that had come out, and it was great. Boy, you can put a lot of clothes in there and everything, but that first round of washer machines, the motherboards were bad. And so I went through one. After about 3 years, another one, the guy said, you know, it's not worth replacing. So we changed brands after that. And so we're on our third front loader.
Now that's a sin. My mom just replaced her Kenmore washing machine that cost her about $89 40 years ago. Okay. And she just replaced it last month.
Okay, well, there are some really great things about the front loader. One is an amount of water they use. Those top loaders, 40 gallons of water to do a load.
That's a lot. That's five.
When you have a big family,
eight,
that is a lot
that's
of water.
That's 8 5-gallon buckets.
That's a lot.
So it is.
You know how many gallons for a front loader?
I do not.
12 to 17.
So a fourth.
So I love my Desert. I love helping with the water thing.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, I've stuck with them. But there is one big thing I just do not like about him.
It's made the front loader.
Mm-hmm, it's made me threaten to go back to a top loader.
Okay, what is that?
It's that front gasket.
Oh, I tried to replace that thing one time. I almost ended up in the hospital.
I know. That's a two-person
job. I think I
job.
Broke three knuckles and took about 4 pounds of flesh off the back of my hand. That was a monster.
It is a monster. But beyond that, they grow mold. They just do. And so there's all kinds of suggestions about how to get it done. You can probably find 100 different YouTube videos on how to get that thing clean. And but it's
that means
happen.
It's a problem.
It is a problem.
If there's that many videos on how to fix it.
Wouldn't you think after 20 years they would have figured it out? Here's their suggestions.
I'd like to hear from some of the homeowners.
Yeah,
What's your vote on washing machines? Top load or front load? 602-277-5827.
So the biggest thing that you can do is just clean it regularly. Just commit to that. If you're going to buy one, you're going to have to clean it.
This is the gasket that the door closes against in the opening.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, and it's not that easy because it has a valley in it, and that's where all the stuff grows. So their suggestions in the manual are leave the door open. Well, then the light's on. And what if you've got little kids?
And the grandkids climbing.
You don't want little kids climbing in there.
Oh, no.
You know,
oh,
so you don't want that's, that. To me, that's not an option. Then just regular cleaning and Clorox is one idea. Vinegar is another idea. You know, a brush. I mean, it's a big deal. You got to get on your hands and knees to clean it up.
So we're not automatically going back to a front load when this one dies.
I don't know. I really would have a hard time committing to using the amount of water that's required because we still do a decent amount. And then the other thing
We're down from 12 loads a day.
This is true. But Mom's staying with us now, so that's up again.
Okay.
And here's one thing I would do different too. I've always liked the washer and dryer being low enough that I can put all my stuff on it, you know, my detergents and all that. So they're handy.
Yes.
But with Mom in the house, I wish...
You use the top of your units as a shelf.
I do. And I wish I had bought the pedestals. It's not too late, but I would like to get the pedestals. So, because, you know, here's Mom trying to get down in that hole that's almost on the ground.
On the front loaders.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would let go of my inner cheapskate, get the pedestals that you put them on.
Yeah, and you know, with the front loaders, you can actually stack them, put the washer on the bottom, full size, shelf it, and then put the dryer above. And they're both front load. and you gain that much floor space.
Yeah. So if you, depending on your configuration in your laundry room, it may take some effort to move things around. For us, we'd have to redo some cabinets.
Well, in our laundry room, the thing I thought was genius was the wire baskets we put in.
Those are cool. All
those
underneath
were
the
my
cabinet.
Idea. I just want
really?
To tell you. Yeah,
oh, I'm
just
impressed. Want to tell you. I'm impressed.
You have a light in your washing machine?
Yeah, when you open the door, the light comes on.
Oh, I don't. So, but you know, I've never had that problem because a long time ago with the front loader that I have, they said, you know, once you're done, open your door. And mm-hmm. that's what I've been doing all that time. And the gasket has been lasting longer than most people, other people's gaskets.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, but I'm not going to replace it. We got two certified partners. I'll call on the phone real quick once it starts leaking.
Oh, man. I tell you, do not try and replace that gasket. Or I can just tell you, I tried one time, and I gave up after about 3 hours. I was so frustrated, and I was bleeding all over everywhere.
And they last a long time.
Holy
they
cow.
Do. They last a long time. The biggest issue is just keeping them clean.
Okay. So front load versus top load. Mm-hmm. We're gonna diagnose that. Now, I'm a big fan on gas dryers. I'm a big fan on dual. I'll never live in a home that's not dual energy.
Yeah, I love our dryer.
We natural gas everything we can at our house. And I'll never live in a neighborhood that doesn't have natural gas.
Well, the nice thing about that, too, is the fact that we super cool. So if I didn't have that gas dryer, I would never be able to get my laundry done.
Yeah, it's another reason to go dual energy for sure. So the sorting the clothes, and you've labeled all of our drawers so the kids know grays, whites, brights, heavies, towels. Mm-hmm. So everybody has a place to throw them.
Yeah. So then when it's time to do laundry, you just walk in and empty a basket into the washer, and you know it's just great instead of having piles all over the floor. That's a great thing.
The utility sink, like I say, is very useful for me. The exhaust fan. We actually have our laundry room on a solid core 1¾-inch door that closes against weather stripping. So. You close the door and you're not listening. I tell you one thing that drives me nuts is when that door's cracked open, I'm trying to take a nap on the breakfast couch and that dryer's telling you it's done.
Yeah,
bing,
beep,
bing,
beep, beep,
bing,
beep.
Bing, 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 bing.
I have
bing,
tried
bing.
To turn that off.
That's the one thing that drives me nuts. More on laundry rooms when we get back. If you'd like to join the conversation, join us at 602-277-5827.